Good morning, everyone that's listening to this on the 10th of August. This is the 9th of August, the evening of. I'm preparing this for the 10th, for Wednesday morning. Have you ever looked up the definition of religion? If I were to ask you to define religion for me, what would you tell me? Well, I'm going to read you Oxford's definition of religion. An action or conduct indicating belief in, obedience to, and reverence for a god or gods or similar superhuman power. The performance of religious rites or observances. An action or conduct indicating belief in obedience to and reverence for a god, gods, or similar superhuman power. That's what Oxford says about it. Well, you know, if you think about that definition, there are many, many religions in the world. And so there are many, many people who believe in different gods. They don't believe in the God of the Bible. Many religions believe in Allah. The Muslim faith, Islam, Allah. If you go over to India and you talk to people from India that are involved in the Hindu religion, they believe in a whole different mode of worship. You know, one of them is cows they worship. They always want to worship cows, have you noticed that? And then Confucianism, transpersonal psychology, Jungian psychology, Freudian psychology, Skinner, Carl Rogers, it's a form of religion. Even though many times psychologists won't recognize a superhuman being, they believe that individuals are superhuman beings, or little gods. The exaltation of the creature. And then, of course, you have many offshoots of these religions. Just like you have offshoots of the Mormon religion. You have the reorganized Latter-day Saints. You have the Community of Christ. You have all different splinter groups off of that. Then you have the Jehovah's Witnesses. And you have the Baha'i faith. You have the Christian Scientists. You have the Scientology. You have Roman Catholicism. And then you have all the different denominations in the Christian religion. But one thing that we discover in our study of this definition of religion is that the term God is a part of religion. And the Bible describes very, very succinctly who God is, who the only God is. And if we go and we start looking in the Bible for the answers to who God is, we find out real quickly who he is as defined by the Bible. And a lot of people don't like to acknowledge that God is evidenced by his Godhead in three persons, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And they're all one, in perfect unity. And if we go back in the book of Acts, where Mark was reading this morning in chapter 4, when the disciples are talking about Jesus Christ, and they told them they could no longer preach and teach in the name of Jesus. You know, the Apostle Paul answered the question about Jesus Christ and who he was. You know? And so Jesus Christ is the only Son of God. And so we find in the 12th verse of chapter 4, what Mark was reading this morning, it says, neither is there salvation in any other. In other words, there is no other religion on the face of the earth. There is no salvation in any other. For there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. There's no salvation in the other. People may go to the ends of the earth looking for the answers to the question of the true religion, and they won't find it, except they'll find it clearly revealed in the Bible that there is salvation in no other but Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ said of himself, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. We're told in another place in the Bible that he has given him a name that is greater than any name, that the name of Jesus every knee should bow and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. So our obedience, our belief, our reverence in the God of the Bible, Jesus Christ and his Father and the Holy Spirit, is the only true religion that exists on the planet, on the face of the earth. You know? And so, people can go to the ends of the earth and they can look at all these different pagan religions. And, of course, the Masonic cult tries to say that all paths lead to God. Michael Savage on his radio broadcast says that all paths lead to God. But Christ said there's only one mediator between God and man, and that is the man Christ Jesus. That's what the Apostle Paul said about Jesus Christ. And Jesus Christ said of himself, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. So the pure definition of the only religion is found in the Authorized King James Version of the Bible. May the good Lord be with you this day. It's my prayer. God bless.